Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
There can be such a stigma about psychologists, but in the same way even healthy bodies can benefit from getting a workout, the same's true for our minds and emotions. That's what this guy's here for. Maris Deepas, our personal trainer for the mind.
Have you ever found yourself looking at a hill and saying, it's too steep or it's too far? Well, today on Mind Games, we're going to have a look at some recent research into the way that desirability and how much we want something has an influence on our perception of the world. Some recent researchers by the name of Emily Bakelitis and David Dunning from New York University sought to answer the question, do what objects that we want or like appear closer to us than they actually are? And they wanted to investigate the idea that the way we see the world can be distorted by the way we feel and think about it. And this was published in the most recent issue of Psychological Science. So they conducted 5 experiments that people tend to see desirable objects as physically closer to them than less desirable ones. How did they do this? So in a series of experiments, they varied the desirability of an object. They asked participants to then talk about how far that object was away from them. They had a great experiment called the pretzel experiment, and they had participants just eat a whole heap of salty pretzels, and then found that those participants perceived the water bottle as significantly closer to them than those people in the control group who just drank a lot of water, and so they didn't actually want the water. It wasn't desirable to them. So in other words, those who desired the water more perceived it as much more easy to obtain. They did the same thing with a really interesting experiment called the money experiment. They put a $100 bill that the participants had the possibility of winning, and participants said that it appeared closer to them than a $100 bill that they were told belonged to the experiment. Again, if the money was actually achievable, they perceived it as being closer. And they found that these distortions showed themselves in physical actions as well. So participants who were asked to throw a beanbag towards a desirable object, in this case a $25 gift card, actually threw it significantly shorter, so they misjudged the distance, than participants who threw a bag towards a neutral object, so a gift card worth nothing to them. So they thought that the most desirable thing was closer to them than it actually was. And the thinking behind this is that when we want to attain something, it seems more attainable, and that helps us to motivate us and pursue those goals that are really desirable. So how does this look? So this is where we get to the practical part of mind games. So this explains why, for example, when you're new to exercise, when you start something, that the distances, that the how much you want to run or ride, swim, or the weights, how much you want to lift, seem further or heavier than they are. It's both your newness to it, and also because of that newness, because you're new to something, there's a greater perceived difficulty of the task, and that really influences your perception. So it might not just be your ability, but how you perceive your ability that is key. So by shifting your focus to how much you want something, by making things more desirable, then the more you think about it, the closer it will seem, even if that's only really, really minutely. But that will allow you to translate that into action a lot easier. The most important area is, you've heard that saying where if you tell yourself you can, you will. If you tell yourself you can't, you won't. This is what this is getting into. If you tell yourself that you can, if you believe that you can, you're more likely to be able to do so. If you believe you're able to, the proof is that you will, that the actual task will appear more likely too. So if we see our ability has such an impact on our perception of the world, imagine what would happen if we spent more time thinking about what we can achieve and less time doubting ourselves and telling ourselves we can't do this.